This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. When Jesalito Bai co-founded Steamroller Dance Company over 20 years ago, he wanted to create performances that address the spread of HIV/AIDS. Since then, Steamroller has performed all over the Bay Area, addressing experiences of marginalized people through dance. This year, the company's performing Siamese Dream, a dance production that combines the Hollywood glamour of the musical The King and I with the physicality of kung fu movies to create a critical fantasia of Asian Americana. Bai sat down for a conversation with KALW's Jen Chien about the past and present of his work. And a note, Jen has been a dancer with Steamroller in the past.
It's interesting to me, your work does often deal with issues of being queer, issues of Asian American, API identity, not always, but that's definitely a huge part of your point of view as an artist.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to you when the cast of dancers that you're working with is more of one or more of the other? It sounds like it does make a difference, but what does that mean for you?
I guess in the creative process, there's more of a, it's an easier flow. It's like, oh, we're speaking about the same thing. So when I bring
some... When you share kind of identity characteristics with each other.
Yeah, it's like when I come in with something, it's like, I want to talk about this, then I get this from people, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, let's try this. Like, they'll present something to me that I hadn't seen, which is just great, you know, because after 30 some odd years of doing this, like, I'm so fed up with my perspective. It's so boring to me. So to come in and like have people say, oh, what if we try this? Or did you ever think about this perspective? That is just, it's for me, it's enriching. It's like, I'm getting an education, and I also feel like I'm passing something on. It's sort of over the course of the years, it's sort of gone back and forth. It's like, is this a queer company? Is it an Asian American company? Is it some sort of melding of the two? And right now it's the melding of the two, which is so satisfying to me. It's like, oh, finally. You know, because it's kind of gone back and forth as, you know, people were available.
Meaning either or. And now you feel like it's both.
Yeah, and that's so pleasing. I don't know what happened, but it's not entirely queer, but mostly queer Asian American. And again, it's like, wow.
Let's talk about Siamese Dream, which is the show that you're doing in the San Francisco International Arts Festival, and it's a revival of a show that originally was performed 20 years ago?
20 years ago. God.
Where did the idea for the show come from originally? Explain it for people who aren't familiar.
Well, the inspiration came from, I was with my husband at the time, and we'd rented a VHS tape, that's how old this is, of The King and I, and I was just so taken. I hadn't seen it since I was a child. And just seeing something like these classic Hollywood movies that were so grand and just so big, but then also realizing, wow, this is incredibly racist, you know, like that sort of spies, like, wow, this would be interesting to do and to contemporize.
And The King and I, to explain, if people aren't familiar with it, maybe tell the story a little bit.
The King and I, it's a musical.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, right?
Yes, thank you. Classic. The story is of a English governess who is brought to Siam, again, like dating myself, to be the governess of the king's children.
What's now known as Thailand.
Yes. And, you know, it's just this very, like, stately English woman in, like, the barbaric, you know, like, culture of Siam or Thailand. And the conflict that arises. And there is this one iconic scene, for me, it's iconic, where one of the king's wives does a restaging of Uncle Tom's Cabin, but with all these like Asian tropes. And it's just so satisfying because it's...
Talk about problematic.
Right? Yeah, it's so gratifying, you know, because they really bring in these signifiers, like, oh, this is Asian. But, you know, they do it so well. It's like, well, okay, I can't fault them for doing it. But also you're watching, it's like, oh, the Thai wife of the king is played by Rita Moreno. It's like, my mind is blown. And then I had also watched this amazingly just off the hook kung fu movie called Swordsman 2. Just wire work and just amazing, amazing choreographed fight scenes. And the character, one of the characters or the villain in the movie is played, he gets these amazing supernatural powers because he pretends to be a woman. It's like, oh my God. talk about really like mixing things up. So, and just like, wow, I love the physicality. What would happen if we mash these things up? Like something that is more sort of authentically Asian with something that is inauthentic. And I had like brought all the dancers to watch it, and they're like, oh, this is great. Why don't we do this? I'd love to do this again and again, because it just, it's such a delightful piece to me, because you can approach, you can, I think you can come into it in a number of different ways as a someone who likes dance, as someone who wants to have, in, you know, the entertainment value, or someone, or, you know, like the Asian American angle. It's like, oh, well, they're talking about being Asian American, great, or being queer and Asian American. Like, what are the confluences of those two identities? So I think it's accessible on many different levels. And, you know, just as someone who has been around for like 20, 30 years, like you can say, oh, I remember going to see this back in the 90s. I'm old. But, you know, just to say, oh, you know, this has been around for a while, and that this is historical on some level.
I'm speaking with dancer and choreographer Jesalito Bai, director of Steamroller Dance Company. Do you feel differently about making a piece that's talking about Asian API identity and queer identity now versus 20 years ago in terms of where the culture itself has gone?
Yeah.
Visibility and
I guess I'm
what you might call normalization. I don't know.
I'm less militant about it. It's like, well, you know, like there's sort of more of an integration. So I have to talk about it from that perspective. Like, well, you know, we're not sort of on the margins, but we are in the margins. You know, like that sort of like that incipient racism that is just always under the surface that we all, like as Asians, we suffer, that, you know, people are like, well, they won't mind it, you know, because it's not that bad. Well, it is bad when you do it 1,000 times. A production I'm working on, it's like, well, you have these people of color, but you're using them as props. You don't actually know why you're using them. You're asking them to do things that are traditional, in quotes. It's like, well, you don't even know what that means. And they don't know what that means because they weren't trained in that style.
It's sort of analogous to asking an Asian American actor to put on an accent that
yes.
they don't actually have.
Exactly.
This is like putting on a cultural dance accent.
Right. It's like yellow face for dance.
What do you hope for Steamroller going forward?
I would love to continue with this, you know, like expansiveness of like, oh, well, for a long time, I resisted that sort of being tied to, oh, you're an Asian American dance company. But now it's kind of like, that's great, you know, because I remember one time I had gone to, it was a workshop about dance and race. And I was talking to someone, a colleague, and he said, oh, yeah, I remember when Steamroller would come into like dance functions and he would say, oh, there's the gang. It's like, well, what does that mean? It's like, oh, because you're all, it's because we were all Asian at the time. It's like, again, I get at some, like when I was younger, I would have been offended because, oh, you're pigeonholing me because we're all Asian. But now I actually think that's a great thing, you know, because you don't see that sort of uniform or cohesiveness or like that representation. It's like, oh, they're all Asian. Yes, we are. But, you know, we're not that, you know, we're not polite. You know, we're definitely, we stand out because we're queer, we embrace it, we're, you know, we're outspoken, again, embracing that. It's like, if you're going to talk to us, you're going to get an earful of who we are, and it may not just be about us being Asian, it may be all sorts of things, but we're not, definitely not going to be polite.